I have to admit, what Wimbledon announced yesterday stunned the heck out of me. I did not think Wimbledon was going to say that all Russian and Belarusian players would not be allowed to play. I didn't see that one happening. I just didn't. I mean, there have been other things that have happened throughout time and the history, and Wimbledon has allowed everybody to play. I'm a little surprised by this one. Now, we have not heard from the French Open. We have not heard from the U.S. Open yet. But, I mean, you're talking about a number two overall player, Daniil Medvedev, who will not be allowed to play at Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty big. And the only way they can get in, maybe, I heard one Ukrainian player, Alina Svitolina, say maybe if they denounce Russia, then they could be allowed to play. I mean, then that's almost
and
like...
And then never go home.
Right, yeah. And then never go home, right. And think about the danger they'd be in then.
Do you think they want to go home now?
No, probably not right now, right.
Regardless. Well, that was my question. Funny you mentioned, because I wanted to mention the same thing, because I'm trying to think. We've had teams...
Yes.
...from Russia that have been banned, but not individual players in any sport, look, up to this point that I know of. And not
look how they got around it in the Olympics. They had this, what did they call that team?
The committee, the Russian committee.
Committee or something.
ROCC, yeah.
Right, ROC. Something like that. Yeah. It didn't totally represent the country, ha-ha.
And I was thinking that they could have done tennis, Wimbledon could have done that maybe, but yeah.
Just to single out the player for what the country, because he's, Daniil Medvedev's got nothing to do with what's...
No.
Now, is he outwardly supporting somehow? Is there something that is suggesting that he is in favor, and so they're going to say,
yeah,
well...
It's not against him, though.
That's their home. I mean, yeah. That's the thing. That's his home.
It's who he represents.
Right.
It's what he represents, who he represents.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but unless there's some social media postings he's doing, maybe he's spoken out that he is supporting. Maybe there... I don't know.
Doesn't have to. Just have to be Russian, that's all.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, what happens if he was denouncing it? He's still Russian.
And I still say...
Well, maybe, he probably wouldn't be there either.
I still say maybe that it is a guy named Daniil Medvedev, and he's not... I mean, tennis fans know who he is. Casual fans might know who he is, and maybe that's one thing. Let's just go back to 2000 when the United States invaded Iraq, and Wimbledon would have said... Well, guess what? Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras and Andy Roddick and Williams sisters, we're not going to allow you in because we don't agree. They wouldn't have done that because I think the names were too big.
The situation was different, too.
I understand. True, yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They could have.
I think it's safer Wimbledon can do this because there aren't many big name. Like worldwide names like that, so I don't know.
Now, besides Medvedev, who else would you name?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I could. Okay. No, I can because I'm. Yeah. But yeah. But that's what I'm saying. But
and
we're
he can
not,
pronounce them all too.
Right. I don't know. I'm on the fence. I hate to say that I'm on the fence on this one because usually I hate being on the fence of something, but I'm on the fence on this one.
How about we say?
Well, but you say that as a tennis fan.
Yeah,
I do. If you took your fandom out of it, what would you say?
Am I going to blame Daniil Medvedev for what Putin is doing? Am I going to blame a 17-year-old Russian tennis player for what Putin is doing? I don't know.
We don't blame the Russian citizens, but we've sanctioned the country, and that'll have impact on the Russian citizens.
It does.
As well as us.
Yeah. Yeah. And the citizens, not going to have impact on Putin.
Right. Yeah.